Romans chapter 10. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 4. We must not assert our own righteousness, but believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or, who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved saints, today, through the words of Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, we would like to share the Word of God under the title, We Must Not Assert Our Own Righteousness, But Believe the Gospel of the Water and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul said in today's text that his heart's desire and his prayer to God is for Israel. That is, he said he wants them to attain salvation. Paul loved his own nation, Israel. His heart ached because although they had received God's covenant, received the law, and knew worship, they actually did not know Jesus Christ, the Savior. The people of Israel had zeal. They struggled to keep the law, offered sacrifices, and said they served God. However, Paul said that their zeal was not according to knowledge. They did not know God's righteousness. Therefore, they strove to establish their own righteousness. As a result, they did not submit to God's righteousness. It is the same today. There are many people who say they believe in Jesus. There are also many people who attend church, pray, offer money, volunteer, and speak of missions. However, if one does not know God's righteousness, one cannot receive salvation. If one holds onto one's own righteousness, one cannot believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. With human zeal and deeds, one cannot remove the sin of the heart. Therefore, we must first clearly know what God's righteousness is. God's righteousness is the right thing God did in saving us from sin through Jesus Christ. It is that Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, received the judgment of that sin on the cross, and gave us new life by resurrecting from among the dead. This is God's righteousness. If one has zeal for God but does not follow knowledge, one cannot receive salvation. The text says this, they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Romans chapter 10, verse 2. Having zeal looks good on the outside. If a person diligently lives a life of faith, attends worship, prays, and struggles to keep the law, people might see him as an excellent believer. However, what is important before God is not the amount of zeal, but whether that zeal is following true knowledge. Believing without knowing is not true faith. Saying, "I believe," without even knowing what one believes is close to superstition. We must know how God saved us. We must know why Jesus came to this earth. Why he received baptism. Why he hung on the cross. And why he resurrected. The people of Israel said they served God, but they did not know the salvation accomplished by the coming of God's Son, Jesus Christ. They knew the law and sacrifices, but they did not know Jesus. Who was the reality that the law and sacrifices pointed to? They held on to their religious zeal, but they did not believe God's righteousness accomplished by Jesus through his baptism and cross. Therefore, zeal alone is not enough. There must be knowledge. That knowledge is not worldly knowledge, but the knowledge of knowing God's righteousness. It is the knowledge of knowing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Trying to establish one's own righteousness is the biggest problem. The text says, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Romans chapter 10, verse 3. If a person does not know God's righteousness, he inevitably establishes his own righteousness. What is one's own righteousness? It is saying, "I did this. I kept the law. I kept the Lord's day. I offered money. I prayed. I lived kindly. I am better than others." This kind of heart is one's own righteousness. The people of Israel boasted of their legalistic zeal. They looked down on the Gentiles. They thought they were descendants of Abraham, a nation with the law, and a nation chosen by God. However, that sense of superiority rather blinded their eyes. Because their own righteousness was so strong, they could not accept the righteousness of Jesus Christ. There are many such things within Christianity today as well. People speak of the blood of the cross but do not know Jesus, baptism. While asserting prayers of repentance, good deeds, and devotion, they do not accept God's righteousness. That Jesus took charge of the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John. While having sin in their hearts, they boast of their own zeal. However, one's own righteousness is nothing before God. Human righteousness is too light when weighed on a scale before God. We commit sin with our hearts, commit sin with our thoughts, and commit sin with our words and deeds. Doing so, how can we boast of our own righteousness? True faith before God begins with laying down one's own righteousness. "Lord, I am a sinner. I have nothing to boast about. I only believe the righteousness by which you saved me through your baptism and cross." This is the heart that believes the gospel. Christ became the end of the law. Verse 4 of the text says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. The law is good and holy. The law is the law given by God. However, the law cannot save a person. The law makes one realize sin. The law says that if there is sin, one must be judged. Law commands, do this, do not do that. But it cannot make a sinner into a righteous person. But Jesus Christ became the end of the law. This means that Jesus completely fulfilled the demands of the law. The law demands the price of sin. The wages of sin is death. Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist and paid the price for that sin on the cross. When Jesus received baptism, our sins were passed on to him. And when Jesus died on the cross, our sins were judged. Therefore, for those who believe in Jesus, the condemnation of the law has ended. It is because Jesus became the end of the law. This is God's righteousness. This is God's salvation that achieved righteousness for all who believe. Therefore, we must not try to become righteous by keeping the law, but must believe in Christ, who became the end of the law. Righteousness by the law, and righteousness by faith. The text speaks of two kinds of righteousness. One is the righteousness by the law, and the other is the righteousness by faith. The righteousness by the law is the righteousness a person can obtain only when they perfectly perform the law. It said, "The man who does those things shall live by them." Romans chapter 10, verse 5. If a person could completely keep all of God's laws without breaking even one, he could live by that righteousness. But is there such a person? There is not. Humans are fundamentally born with sin. Inside the heart, there are evil thoughts. Adultery, theft, murder, greed, envy, pride, and foolishness. Even if one looks gentle on the outside, countless sins rise up from within the heart. Therefore, there is no one who will obtain the righteousness by the law. The righteousness by faith is different. This is believing the fact that Jesus Christ has accomplished. Jesus has already come, has already received baptism from John, has already died on the cross, and has already resurrected. We do not need to go up to heaven to bring Christ down, nor do we need to go down into the abyss to bring Christ up. The Lord has already accomplished everything. Faith is not us newly creating something. It is accepting with the heart the salvation that God has already accomplished. It is believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit accomplished by Jesus. Baptism, cross, and resurrection. We must discard self-centered faith. The text says, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven?" That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or, who will descend into the abyss? Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 7. This word means do not try to move Christ with your own thoughts. It means do not try to believe in God in your own way. People constantly try to believe self-centeredly. If I pray prayers of repentance like this, my sins will be removed. If I devote myself like this, God will bless me. If I keep the law like this, I will become righteous. They think like this. However, that is a faith trying to move God in one's own way. That is not a faith believing God's righteousness, but a faith establishing one's own righteousness. We must believe the work Jesus has already accomplished. Jesus took charge of all the sins of the world by receiving baptism from John. Jesus received the judgment of that sin on the cross. Jesus resurrected. We only need to believe this fact. We have nothing to add to God. In salvation, not even 0.1% of human merit can enter. If our prayers of repentance, good deeds, or keeping of the law were added to salvation, that would not be God's perfect salvation. However, Jesus has accomplished everything. We receive that grace by faith. The word is near. The text says, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is, the word of faith, which we preach. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. God's word is not far away. God gave us the Bible, and He caused the word of faith to be preached through the evangelists of the gospel. He makes this word heard in our ears, enter our hearts, and become the confession of our lips. What we preach is not human thoughts. It is not human philosophy or religious experience. What we preach is the word of faith. It is the word about how Jesus Christ saved sinners. It is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. When a person hears the gospel and comes to know God's righteousness, that word enters the heart. The word that enters the heart becomes faith. If there is faith, one comes to confess with the mouth, "Jesus is my Lord." Jesus took charge of all my sins through the baptism He received from John. He received the judgment for my sins on the cross. God raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, my sins have been blotted out. One comes to confess like this. Knowing God's word is important. If one does not know the word, one cannot believe. If one does not know God's righteousness, a true confession cannot come out. Therefore, we must keep the word close. With the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, one confesses unto salvation. The text says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Believing with the heart is not simply accepting emotionally. It is knowing and believing God's righteousness. It is believing that the baptism Jesus received from John was the transfer of my sins. It is believing that the cross was the judgment of my sins. It is believing that the resurrection is the basis of my new life. If one believes with the heart like that, God justifies that person. Because that person does not believe in his own righteousness, but believes in God's righteousness. Because he believes in the perfect salvation accomplished by Jesus. And he comes to confess with his mouth. A person who truly believes confesses the gospel. He speaks not of his own boasting, but of the Lord's righteousness. He speaks not of his own merit, but of Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. This is the confession of a saved person. Therefore, we must believe with the heart and confess with the mouth. One must not say one believes only with the mouth while inwardly saying that there is sin. In the heart, There must be the faith that all my sins have disappeared through Jesus, baptism, and cross. From that faith comes a true confession. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord obtains salvation. The text says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. There is no discrimination with God. Whether Jew or Greek, whether Israelite or Gentile, whoever believes in the Lord obtains salvation. However, calling on the name of the Lord here does not mean calling the name without any knowledge. It is calling knowing who the Lord is. It is believing knowing what the Lord has done. Jesus is the Lord who saved us with the water and the Spirit. Jesus is the Lord who took charge of our sins through baptism. Jesus is the Lord who paid the price for our sins on the cross. Jesus is the Lord who resurrected from the dead and justified us. The one who believes in and calls on this Jesus does not suffer shame. God justifies him, makes him a child of God, and gives him the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we must call on the name of the Lord correctly. We must not call on the Lord while holding on to our own righteousness, but call on the Lord believing in God's righteousness. Israel and all people need the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul earnestly desired the salvation of Israel. Why is that? Because they too must believe God's righteousness. Israel received the law and the covenant, but did not accept Jesus. They asserted their own righteousness and did not submit to God's righteousness. Today, not only Israel but all people need the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Religious people need it, and people who say they believe in Jesus but have sin in their hearts need it. Worldly people need it, and theologians and pastors need it. No matter how smart a person is, if he does not know God's righteousness, he cannot receive salvation. No matter how long a person lives a religious life, if he does not believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the sin in his heart does not disappear. Therefore, the gospel must be preached. We must preach this gospel. Do not assert your own righteousness, but believe God's righteousness. Jesus took charge of your sins through the baptism he received from John. He received the judgment of your sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave you new life. We must preach this word of faith. Life serving God's righteousness is a truly right life. A saved person no longer lives for his own righteousness. He lives for God's righteousness. The grace of having our sins removed was not given to us so that we could live as we please. It is the grace received to preach and serve God's righteousness. We are lacking. We still have the flesh, and we have weaknesses. However, God saved us with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He made us children of God. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And he made us participate in the work of preaching this gospel. Where is there a more blessed work than this? A life that believes God's righteousness, preaches God's righteousness, and serves God's righteousness is a truly right life. A life lived asserting one's own righteousness is ultimately in vain. However, a life lived for God's righteousness bears eternal fruit. Therefore, we must serve the gospel. We must unite our hearts, pray, and participate in preaching the gospel as much as we can. There is no work more precious than saving people, making sinners into righteous people, and preaching God's righteousness. Let us believe God's righteousness and call on the name of the Lord. Beloved saints, today's word clearly teaches us, even if one has zeal for God, if one does not know God's righteousness, one cannot receive salvation. If one strives to establish one's own righteousness, one cannot submit to God's righteousness. Therefore, we must discard our own righteousness. Christ became the end of the law to achieve righteousness for everyone who believes. Jesus took charge of all our sins through baptism. He received the judgment of all our sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave us new life. This is God's righteousness. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We do not need to ascend into heaven to bring Christ down, nor do we need to descend into the abyss to bring Christ up. The Lord has already accomplished everything. The word is near us. It is in our mouth and in our heart. That is, it is the word of faith that we proclaim. Let us believe this word with our hearts. Let us confess Jesus as Lord. Let us believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Let us believe that all my sins have been eradicated through Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. Then we reach righteousness and reach salvation. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord obtains salvation. However, we must know the Lord correctly and call on Him. We must believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and call on the Lord. I hope that all of us become those who do not assert our own righteousness but believe God's righteousness. And by preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the souls still trapped in their own righteousness, I hope we become blessed saints, who lead them to also believe with the heart unto righteousness, and confess with the mouth unto salvation. Amen.